Now, we heard earlier that yesterday 32 international protection applicants were not offered state-provided accommodation when they presented to the International Protection Office. The same will probably happen today and in days to come, because the Department of Integration has said it can no longer offer shelter to all asylum seekers due to a severe shortage of places to stay. It's men who will suffer the brunt of this crisis. Today, following the Cabinet meeting, a payment of €38 weekly made to new arrivals may be increased on a temporary basis to €75. We can talk now to Sinead Gibney, Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, who's here in studio. And Sinead, good morning to you. We've been here before. I mean, we've been here before this year, and now again, here we are in near freezing temperatures with new arrivals who may not have access to shelter and a bed. What is your reaction to this?
Well, once again, as you say, this is the second time this year. Once again, we're deeply concerned, and once again, we've written to the Minister to express that concern and to point out and highlight that that puts Ireland in breach of its international obligations. But of course, the development since then is that in reaction to what happened in April, we did have a court case and a court ruling whereby Justice Meenan declared it to be unlawful in how the state was handling it and to not meet the basic needs of those seeking international protection here. And just to be clear, people have the right to seek international protection here, and they have the right, while that claim is being processed, to have their basic needs met. And it is impossible to see how that's happening in these circumstances.
But up to now this year, the government has met the basic needs, to quote that judgment, to some 26,000 people. And they have had phenomenal numbers of people arriving into the country this year. So do you have any sympathy for the government or any consideration for what has been done so far?
Absolutely. I think a sympathy, certainly, and an acknowledgement of the incredible work done by both state employees, but also civil society, in providing the welcome and integration that we do for those who do come here. But nonetheless, this doesn't change the situation for somebody arriving from wherever it may be, Somalia or Afghanistan, and arriving to an office here in Ireland and being handed a piece of paper and a voucher and told to go and fend for themselves, essentially. And that's in a climate whereby the temperatures are falling, obviously, and also in the light of the recent anti-immigrant sentiment that was very clearly displayed on our Dublin streets recently. So it's a context that it's simply not a solution. And we urge the government to deal with this now, to find the accommodation, wherever that is, to meet the basic needs of these people, but also to address the medium and long term, because we knew this was coming. The state knew this was coming. The government knew this was coming. Since the war started in Ukraine 18 months ago, we knew that these numbers were to be likely to happen. The projections all said so. So, and I do not see the development of that medium and long term planning. And that's
okay. I want to come back to that medium and long term planning, because you and others have picked up on this several times. But just to stay with that ruling from Judge Charles Meenan last April, he also said, didn't he, that even if accommodation facilities are overloaded, alternative steps should be taken by the minister, which could include giving financial allowances. Now, that financial allowance of €38.90 is expected to be increased today to €75. So is that the government going some way to meeting their obligations as set out in that judgment?
I believe so, yes. I think the 75 will be a weekly supplement. Yeah. And we will be monitoring that closely and really trying to determine whether or not that does actually meet basic needs, because it's hard to see how it does. It's certainly nowhere near the supplementary welfare allowance that people receive in other situations. And it's hard to see how that money, €38.50 a week, 75 weekly allowance plus a voucher, is actually going to cover somebody's accommodation and food needs. And that's the issue.
Well, that's the question. Where does somebody who arrives into the agency, the protection agency, today, and there is no place to send them, where do they find a bed tonight? Can they access homeless services? I know the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive said yesterday their writ doesn't run to asylum seekers.
That's correct. And besides, homeless services are stretched to capacity at the moment anyway. So the reality is, and I mean, the numbers are important to report, 32 people yesterday, and we'll have those numbers coming in. But it's really important to think about the individuals. One of the people we dealt with in April, somebody who sought legal assistance from our office, explained how when he was handed the Dunns voucher, he had no idea what Dunns was. He didn't know where to go with it. His phone had no power at the time, and it took him a couple of days to actually get power. And he found that from a compatriot that he met. So that's what we're seeing, is people who are coming here in situations of trauma and being faced with really just horrendous circumstances and facing destitution.
Let's come back to medium and long-term planning, which you say isn't there. Is Roderick O'Gorman and his department now overloaded?
I believe so. And I feel for the minister, because I know that his ambition was to end direct provision. And instead, you know, he has been faced with unprecedented numbers. But as I said, the war in Ukraine started 18 months ago. So when do we stop using the word unprecedented? When do we start seeing the planning for the reception centres that were designed in the white paper? And that we've seen another white paper now, which will go to cabinet. There was a conference yesterday which marked that. But I'm not seeing the initiatives and the planning that we need to see.
So what do you want to see? Do you want to see, as I heard, I think it was the Jesuit organisation at the weekend suggesting we needed a NEFIT style organisation now to oversee the system?
Well, what we need is a robust system, a mature system that deals with what is now a reality in our globe, which is the constant movement of people. These numbers aren't going anywhere. They're only going to increase with climate crisis. So what we need to see is a system like our health system or our education system, which deals with that reality in a mature way. We need to see the state reaching its obligations under the EU Receptions Directive. And in my mind, as a state, we should be going beyond that and offering better conditions. What we see is that migration to this country, net inward migration, is a positive thing. Whether that's people coming in through international protection, refugee systems, or through economic migration. And we need to be positive about it. We also need to see political leadership where people in positions of power are not talking about this in the emergency way and in the burden kind of language that we're used to, and instead frame it differently.
Sinead, thank you very much indeed. Sinead Gibney there from the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission.